morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is October 9th. It is Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. We have 15 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. So we see those ship numbers creeping back up to where they should be. It should be average numbers. So I guess the wheat is flowing on the Columbia again. We have a cruise ship in town, a big one, almost 1,000 feet long. She was already at the Port of Astoria docks when I came to work around 7 this morning. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory until 8 a.m. today, so that should have expired, but you might see some little bit difficult conditions out there, although the forecast is not too bad. North winds 10 knots at sea today, becoming northeast 5 to 10 knots this afternoon. Wind waves from the north 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, but those northwest swells 10 feet high at 10 seconds between wave crests, and they will subside a little bit to around 8 feet. So later on. So at any rate, the sea heights, the swell heights are rising a little, and that makes sense because the winter weather and this is happening out in the Pacific, well, fall weather, which gets a little more tempestuous. And so weather sort of pours energy into the ocean far from us, sometimes many thousands of miles away, and it travels all the way across the ocean, much the way a tsunami would to get to us. So that energy is contained in the ocean, and we see it in the form of those waves that you see at the beach when you go there. And today we're going to be talking about something rather ominous. Methane seeps in the Arctic in greater volumes than scientists have ever seen them before. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But first, let's take a look at today's Columbia River ship schedule. 5 inbounders, 5 in our Astoria anchorage, and 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river was the Norwegian Jewel. She's a big cruise ship, almost 1,000 feet long, arriving from Canada, headed, she's at the Port of Astoria now, and she'll be here all day, probably leaving around 5 p.m. She got there probably around 6:30 this morning. The Andromeda Leader is a car carrier that came in around 7:30 this morning from Japan, probably past Astoria around that time, headed for the Port of Portland. She'll probably be there around maybe 1:30 this afternoon. Takes about 6 hours to get upriver. The California Highway is another car carrier. This one has Hondas on board. She's arriving from Mexico, headed for the Port of Portland, and she will pass Astoria around noontime and arrive in Portland around 6 p.m. You can tell the car carriers, they're very obvious. They don't look like regular ships. They have very, very high sides, so they look kind of like what they are, which is a floating garage with many levels inside. And the cars have just enough gasoline on them to drive on and off the ships because gasoline means weight. And so they try to keep the weight down because the less weight you have, the less fuel you use. And so it's all very carefully calculated so that those cars are just enough fuel to do what they need to do before they get onto the lot. The Grand Race is arriving from Japan. She's another car carrier going to the Port of Portland. Hyundai is on this one. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. You'll see her in Portland by about 7:30. The Bunun Allegiance is arriving from China, headed for the Kalama anchorage, and she is a wheat ship. Passing Astoria maybe around 8:30 p.m., you might see her in Kalama by about 1:30 in the morning tomorrow morning. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the Vijayanagar. She's headed for Vancouver to pick up wheat, leaving around 3 p.m., arriving in Vancouver then maybe around 9 p.m. The Supreme Star, the Gorgoy Picos, the Kensei, and the Kerveros are all awaiting orders. And outbounders, the Ocean Glory is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board around 9:30 this morning, passing Astoria outbound around 3:30 p.m. The Angelic Zephyr is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board around 10:30 a.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound around 4:30. The Aventicum is heading out of Portland, could have fertilizer on board, or I think she might have come in with urea on board, which is an ingredient in fertilizer. Leaving around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 7 p.m. The BBC Thames is leaving Vancouver, bentonite clay on board, an industrial kind of a, it pulls sediments out of liquids, bentonite clay. Leaving around, and it also was kitty litter, have to say that, leaving around 12:30 p.m., you might see her pass Astoria around 6:30 p.m., and the A.C. Catherine is leaving Vancouver. Not sure the cargo there. She came into a berth that sometimes handles steel and lumber, wood, things like that. Leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight, and the Macaulay is leaving Kalama. Could be wheat on board that ship, leaving around 6:30. passing Astoria outbound around 11:30. And we have at least five ships that I know of that are handling wheat right now today on the river. And then there are those four sitting in the Astoria anchorage, which could also be wheat ships. Wheat is really big this time of year, as I've said before many times. Well, let's talk about methane in the Arctic. I checked this story in a couple different places. This particular article is from a UK publication called The Telegraph. You can find them online. I'll just read it to you, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Russian scientists in the Arctic Ocean said they have discovered the most powerful methane gas fountain ever recorded, highlighting the danger of this greenhouse gas accelerating climate change or causing an oil or gas spill as it erupts from thawing permafrost. A research expedition found the seep, as methane leaks are known, east of Bennett Island in the East Siberian Sea, where its violent bubbles seem to make the water boil over an area of 50 square feet. The concentration of methane in the air was up to 16 parts per million, more than nine times higher than the atmospheric average. "This is the most powerful methane seep I have ever been able to observe," said lead scientist Igor Semilitov, who has participated in 45 Arctic expeditions. "No one has ever recorded anything similar. When researchers drew near to the emerald-colored waters of the methane fountain, as they're calling it, they could see how gas was rising to the surface from the black depths of the sea in thousands of bubbly strands. They took samples of bottom sediments, water, and gas, scooping up the extraordinarily large methane bubbles in buckets rather than small plastic capsules and filling pressurized containers. The next day, the expedition stumbled upon another giant seep of roughly the same size, even though discovering seeps among rough ocean waves is usually, quote, harder than finding a needle in a haystack," one scientist said. The group set out last month on a research vessel to study the scale and effects of methane gas emissions from underwater permafrost along the Northern Sea Route, which Russia hopes can draw shipping away from the Suez Canal as the ice melts. Methane is especially dangerous as it can warm the Earth 86 times as much as carbon dioxide over 20 years in the atmosphere. A recent Russian study found that the thawing of underwater permafrost has doubled in the past three decades. That's the freezing of the top of the Earth's crust there. One of the consequences has been massive releases of methane from the seafloor. Methane could raise the acidity of the water and kill off sea creatures as it breaks down. So a little bit more about methane. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas. This is from a publication called Nature Geoscience Journal. It accumulates in surface hydrocarbon reservoirs such as coal beds and natural gas deposits in the Arctic. Permafrost and glaciers have in the past at least formed a cap that traps that gas from leaking. But now as things are thawing, that's changing. With a carbon store of over 1,200 picograms or picograms, that measurement is a unit of mass that is equivalent to a trillionth of a gram. It's a way of measuring things like this. The Arctic geologic methane reservoir is large when compared to the global atmospheric methane pool of just 5 picograms or picograms. As such, the Earth's climate is very sensitive to the escape of even a small fraction of this methane. There are scientists who are mapping these seeps, which are generally pretty small. Well, this is a pretty big one out there, so we'll have to keep tabs on that. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.